Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.
Hello, and welcome to a bit of a special show from Engage for Success. Earlier this summer, Joe Dodds and myself, Joe Moffat, co-hosts of the radio show, took ourselves off to the CIPD Festival of Work, and we were wandering around accosting various delegates and visitors, trying to get an answer to a simple question. What one change would you like to see or like to make that you think would improve employee engagement in the workplace? It's part of the Engage for Success hashtag One Change campaign that we kicked off following last year's conference. So have a listen. There were some interesting and thought-provoking answers. And if you're inspired to have a go, then do upload your thoughts through Twitter or share them on LinkedIn, remembering to use the hashtag One Change and tagging Engage for Success in your posts. So enjoy.
The one change I would make to improve employee engagement would be to really say to all leaders, just listen. Listen to your people. Because engagement falls away when people no longer feel a part of it or they've lost connection. And just listen to what they're saying and why they're saying it and get to the heart of it and bring that engagement back in again.
So my name's Will Lang, Creative Director from Mutual Work. One relatively fundamental, big but can be simple change would be just to take more time to understand your people. If you really understand your people and they feel like they have an ownership over what they're doing and they feel a sense of community, everything else will follow in terms of productivity, well-being, and success.
Well, my name's Kim and I work for Purina, and I would definitely recommend that you have dogs in your office. Everyone's much more happy, engaged, everyone gets on together and just wants to be there and work harder.
And what's this one's name?
This is Florrie.
Florrie.
Yes, hello, she
Florrie.
Loves snoozing. She's just woken up.
Oh, lovely. Great stuff. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, hi, I'm Bob Hughes. I'm the CEO of the Fortin Group. I'm also a board director of Engage for Success. One thing I'd like to see is the egos of leaders surgically removed. I think that the thing that gets in the way of great management, great leadership, is the ego of the leader. And if we were able to do something about that, the quality of the conversations would improve, the quality of engagement would improve, and the people would feel more fulfilled in their work.
I'm Nick from Investors in People, and one change I'd like to see in the workplace across the board would be a healthy work-life balance for everyone. I feel when people are happy outside of work, not actually thinking about work, they do better when they're at work, if that makes sense. So make sure that people have a good balance between work and their personal life, really improves performance at work. That would be it, yeah.
I'm Ashley House, and I'm here from Brightest Bulb Smartphone Video Training. If you want to improve employee engagement, I think you have to improve the same thing that needs to be improved across all humanity. We need more listening, more understanding, and less self-centeredness.
Okay, my name's Helen Caton Hughes. I'm the Managing Director of the Fortin Group. I work a lot with leaders and managers, one-to-one and team coaching. And what I'd love to see is for managers to take the results of the engagement surveys and really work with the team to look at the plans and say, what can we do better, what can we do differently, and then to put that plan into action and then review that plan, because that will help members of the team see the progress that happens through using the survey that they've contributed to.
Employee voice in action.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
Thank you, Helen.
So I'm David Curran from FSP, and if I could change one thing, it would be to drive more regular conversations about performance between employees and their managers. And if I could add to that a little bit, one little bit of magic I would do is to make the responsibility for the conversation and put it in the hands of the employee rather than the manager. And the reason for that is that each manager may have 5, 10, maybe even more direct reports, whereas each employee typically has one manager. So it becomes a much easier, more doable process when it's in the hands of the employee.
Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.